Press finds roughly 17,000 official reports of sexual assaults by students in K through 12 schools over a 4-year span, the biggest study of its kind ever conducted. More of these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. That's right, Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading, your town hall there. Good morning, everybody. It is 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 1st of May. That's right. Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor drinking starts today.
Well, this is Maypole Day.
Maypole Day.
It's, you know what?
Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Didn't the Russians used to have their big parade on May Day?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure George Soros is paying lots of people to do that. Okay, after 8 years here, I want you to come over here and look at this, Bob. After 8 years of doing this, I can't find the one to turn up Linda's
mics. I'm number three.
She's number three.
Actually, you're number one, Linda, but we'll...
My headphones say... Well,
yeah, I know, but you're number one, three. Is what he was saying.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. Well, now you're louder.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway...
Good morning. Behind the scenes of radio technology.
Thank you. So May 1st, labor-related holiday, International Workers' Day, May Day is the distress signal. These are what May Day is. Public holiday celebrated on May 1st. It's an ancient Northern Hemisphere spring festival. It's also a traditional spring holiday in many cultures. Dances, singing, and cakes are usually part of the celebrations. That the day includes. In the late 19th century, May Day was chosen as the date for International Workers' Day by the socialists. That's what you were talking about. And communists, hello. And the second international to commemorate the Haymarket Affair in Chicago. Mm-hmm. International Workers' Day may also be referred to as May Day, but it is a different celebration from the traditional May Day. So there you go.
Actually, May Day is a distortion of the French words for help me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mid.
Yeah.
Mid.
Yes.
Mid.
Okay. But it became the internationally recognized call for help.
All right. If you people did not see the cruise, there is no reason for it, because let me tell you.
April, we're talking about a cool April night.
Cool April nights cruise. There's no reason. It is still on the front page of KCNR 1460. It's 4 hours of it. So what you do is you run through the first 2 hours, just zip by there, and then you get to the 6:30 time, or like 6:30 time, and you can watch Wade and Bobette Riggs Media Consulting, who put this thing on, and invited us, and we had our sponsors Napa Auto Parts and Kia, of course Kia Automobiles and trucks. And, of course, St. John's Automotives and Vivid Details. The Vivid Details. And they're the ones that sponsored it for us. And we were out there for 2 hours. And tell me, was this not the best
cruise? It was fun. It was so contagious in the fun. And we were right in front of the Holiday Inn under, you know, kind of elevated with the cameras. And Wade and Bobette had put a camera straight in the middle, in the center, in the medium center, looking down as the cruise is coming.
Looking down the hilltop.
The center of the hilltop and then four or five other cameras. And so we got a chance to just be on the microphones and just say, okay, I want you to rev it up. And the guys, it was so much fun. Kids in the back seat, all generations, all ages, which is generations, and people smiling, kids in the back. It was just a blast.
Now, what about the guys coming by in those Roadsters or those 57 Chevys or those, I tell you what, a third of the crews is Camaros from 68 to 72. A third of the crews is Camaros, the Z28s.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If you looked at them and they come by and they're looking out the car, their arms kind of, you know, hanging out in the side. And they're looking, and that, you know, in that car, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, as it's going by, and that's not music. That's the sound of the engine.
Oh, yeah.
They are so loud that they go through In-N-Out Burger and have to turn them off because they couldn't hear.
That's what happened when I was behind a guy in Starbucks, going up to the doggy park on a Saturday morning, and I don't know what kind of it was, an El Camino or, you know, it was custom, totally custom, lowered. Two young guys in the front, and they had to turn. And the guy who was bringing the coffee said, "Did you hear that? I can't even hear now," he said. And they had to turn it off when he took his order and turn it off when he went around to pay at the window and pick up his order. Because it was, and we were in that well, you know, the little well that you drive through. I mean, it was amazing. So we had a great time. It was wonderful community.
I really want to throw a shout out again to Wade and Bobette. They have the best equipment. I mean, they have their cameras and their sound systems and their boards. This is not what you find normally around, you know, for a business around, unless you're like maybe a Channel 7 or one of these, you know,
they
the
have
big
invested
ones.
Heavily.
They have invested heavily. And I tell you what, you could tell it. And you could tell by when you look at the stream that was coming through off of our station, off of KCNR 1460, it was great. And the sound was really good. So I tell you what, this was, and then that Saturday night, the next night, we went over to our really good friends, the Goins, Rick and Lori Goins, who had they had their own show and shine, and a lot of the Camaros come in, but gosh, a 34 truck, a 42 Packard, I mean, they had it all coming in there. And I learned something. I learned something about, it's sad. Something's, you know, something that's happening to our city, and it is sad. Something that has been here for 40 years and is a worldwide business. But we're going to talk about that after the break. What do you have there, hon? Do you have, you know what we have? We haven't done the weather, and it's going to be big.
Okay, let's talk about that. We have 63 degrees in the downtown studios with our highs today. Get ready for this. We're just talking about 40s and rain. 88.
Yeah, I
mean, okay, I'm going to say something to you.
I can't
wait. The tomato plants my dad gave you, if you don't water them today, they're dead.
Uh-oh, okay.
And everything's
planting
dead.
I'm
See,
planting
because
them.
We turned our, like, this is, we turned our water off.
Last year,
it's snuck up on us because we planted a bunch of stuff. It rained. Wow, that needs some attention.
This
would be
known as the Reading right angle season change.
It did. I mean, it changed overnight, like, and now everything we had is dying. Okay?
We can't have it die. We have to just pay attention
okay,
to
I'm
it.
I'm turning on all the water today.
Well, that and hand water.
Okay, I'm hand watering those because, yeah, I'm hand watering some of it, but I need to plant. I'm planting the tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm going for it.
It's 88, yeah. Going to be 88 today. Tomorrow.
I need to borrow some horse
manure.
Get
ready for this.
Okay.
90.
Yep.
90, mostly sunny tomorrow with 90. Now, wait, Wednesday. Now, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have your water on now, you better soak your stuff tonight. Wednesday is 94.
Yep.
Okay.
So what we do in the morning is when we're warming up the shower, we capture that water in a bucket, and that's what we water the plants with. So it doesn't just
go
down
so
the drain.
You're so good.
You that's are a, good. You are good. You know what we do with that Morton water?
It just goes right on down.
You know what we? But we wave at it.
Yeah.
As it goes by. Hey, we're going to take a break here. You know what?
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated.
Great people.
Where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Well, you know what? We got this text, and we're going to take a quick break. We got a text Saturday that said that Bedmart, there was a building by Bedmart was on fire, and they said they thought maybe it was also Northern Lights Energy, which wasn't.
Was dangerously close,
but it was
however.
Close, but I said, but when Linda and I, we went to the movies, and we came out, and we got that text, and we looked around, there was no smoke, and I thought, it can't be right. Northern Lights Energy is still there, of course, but you know that the firemen were there just fighting that one like heck.
Yeah, 6-alarm fire, which is about all we can manage.
I mean, that's all we have. You got every truck, and we were borrowing them from places to keep. You know what? Can you imagine if it got to those? Got to all what fuel?
It would be highly unpleasant.
Whoa! Yeah. But they didn't. So good. Anyway, all right. Hey, it's about 17 after. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And sad news, really, when we come back.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? Start this day off right. Head on down to the gym and the sports club, the Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place to work out anywhere in this town. It has an indoor saltwater pool. It's got spinning and yoga together. They call it Spoga. They've got every, you spin real hard and kind of then you stretch out with yoga. And cool. Then you've got, every machine you can think of. I mean, I tell you what, this is an outstanding place. I'm heading down there today. Yes, I'm right. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for the summer. I have not given up yet. on myself. So I'm heading down there today. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. The people are just outstanding there. And you've got every type of accessory and Boheme Spa. Boheme Spa.
Boheme Spa. Love Boheme Spa. I don't know. It's just, it's really nice to see people who are very professional. It's clean and beautiful. And I get manicures and pedicures and pedicures and facials. And they do a full massage. Yeah. They do. It's a full service salon. So.
Cool.
All right. Hey, let's go into what you found out over the weekend. We had
sad news. It's
Friday night we did the
cruise.
The cruise. Saturday night we went to a private a function where they were doing their own show and shine because they love their muscle
and
cars and their classic cars.
Yeah.
And through that they're friends. A lot of them from Redding, but some of them came from Oregon and other places that like to come to the Goins. They have a beautiful house with a long driveway, and then they have the people just love to show their cars.
Oh,
it's so
they
cool.
do. It is cool.
It's a culture.
So Kenny was there from Skyway. This is the tire company, the rubber tire company that provides tires for bikes. Right. It has been here in Redding for 40 years. 40 years. Three guys started this 40 years ago. Well, they're getting up. I mean, they're not that old at all. And they're kind of, but they're pushing the 6-0 in this. So, hey, we're going to sell the company. So they sold it to an American company. It was, of course, offered by foreign companies. They sold it to an American company. And when they said, you need a West Coast presence, keep it here, we've got it, blah, blah. And they tried to sell this to their board of directors back in Indiana or someplace. And they all looked at them and they said, convince us to stay in a state with the taxation the way it is, with the business climate the way it is, and building a
– The governor talking
building,
about
– Building a bridge, instead of defending the borders and sanctuary cities. And I mean, they named like 10 things. And what are you going to say? Taxes, gas, everything. And what are you going to say? So guess what? This company's been here for 40 years. It sells internationally. There's last shipments going out to Bangladesh here, for tires. Where's it going to go? Mississippi. Think about that. Mississippi.
From Redding,
they've two or three people are going there. They've gotten five other jobs, but there's 15 people that are out there that are going to be looking for jobs.
And another source
they
of
tried,
revenue.
Yeah, and they, how many million? You know what? This was not a super big company. It's not like In-N-Out or maybe Black Bear Diners or all of those. But it was a large company. It was a significant company, and get this, they used a tremendous amount of electricity. Making their product. So REU is out that now. So that's just another cutback because of the business climate in town. And guess what? These guys wanted to they're staying themselves. They're staying here in town. This is their home. They're not moving.
But the business
is gone. It's essentially gone as of this week. They're already moving stuff out. So another fine company, another company to be proud of from here in Redding, a great people, give a lot to our community, gone. Okay. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about yesterday, myself and Ted Ogilvie, under the direction of Ted Lighty, taught a tactical rifle class. Ted was teaching advanced
pistol. Ted and I taught an advanced rifle class, and it were eight. We had eight shooters in there that wanted to learn how to use their rifles, their legally purchased legal rifles that are the sporting rifles that take magazines that you can, you know, remove. Now, it was a great day. It was 12 hours for us. For them, it was an eight-hour day. They did fabulous. They did outstanding. Chris O'Brien was top shooter. Jason Burris was number two on that. But everybody did extremely well. Extremely well. Shooting and moving, communicating, hitting the targets. Every one of them did exactly. They were great. They were great. By the end of the day, they were just, you know, great shooters. So I can't say enough about them. And I'm not going to mention names because I don't mention names of people who go through classes. Well, I just did for two of them. But I had to, you know, shout them out. But there was everybody in there. I could have mentioned everybody's name. So it was a great, great it was a great class for the men that took that. Okay.
Well, should we go to the phones? And then I'm going to talk about five things you need to know on Monday. And then at 7:30, we have a very interesting topic with an expert that's going to be calling in that's kind of trending, a very something that you need to know about. Let's go to the phones right now with our first caller today. Gary, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Happy May Day.
Yes.
Yes. The Communist Manifesto says we must march today.
Right. So that we'll all do that. Speaking of marching, I just tuned in, and we have a company marching right out of Reading. Too bad, but that makes another reason for the state of Jefferson, and with a friendly business climate. And tonight at the Patriots meeting, earth-shaking announcement regarding the state of Jefferson.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. We can't wait to hear about it.
Maybe
Thanks
we can
very
get it.
Much for letting me speak. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. I mean, this, you know, these, we know these guys. And they're,
it's
and
called
they're
talk
staying.
Radio.
Yeah. Well, we know these guys, you know, and they're staying but they're still working for the company there as, you know, as consultants. But they didn't want to move it. And they're staying here because they like it here. Mm-hmm. They love it here. Okay.
Five things. Okay, of course, first one, number one, thousands expected to hit the streets for May Day protests.
Yeah. I'm getting out with my communist brothers and sisters.
Policies they're going to be...
Oh, wait a minute. Communism failed.
They're protesting the policies of President Trump. Also
Yawn.
Known as... Yep. This is it. Number two, Writers Guild could strike... Writers Guild strike could up...
Upend,
Walking Dead, NSL, and Tonight Show.
Saturday Night Live and the Tonight Show, because the writers are gone. And if the writers are gone, then the talent has nothing to say.
Imagine my disappointment.
Walking Dead.
The folks who script the small screens comedies and dramas can't negotiate a new contract with studios by midnight on Monday. That means a strike would begin Tuesday, that sort that last sidelined writers for 100 days in 2008. But don't worry, Game of Thrones fans. The show's seventh season already wrapped production and will premiere July 16th.
Okay. Now, there's something else to this, too. When you had people like Colbert and who was the other guy that was on that went all, you know, the guy that's, you know, that was on.
Kimmel?
No, the one was on, you know, with the news and was just, gosh, I've already forgotten his name.
Okay. You know, yeah, I'm John Stewart.
John Stewart. Oh. When they hit it last time.
I didn't know where you were
I know.
Going.
That was kind of where I was going. John Stewart, they stopped the show. Why? Because they didn't do news. They're, you know, and this is how, this was a really scary thing. So many young people thought, oh, no, that's the news. No, it was a comedy. And he said that. He said, this is why we're not having the show, because our writers are not telling us what to say. And that right there was like, oh. And that should have been a big aha, but it wasn't.
Well, if NPR News goes dark, you know that they've got the same problem.
Same problem.
They're creative news writers. Or,
okay.
Or,
yeah. All right.
SpaceX launches lands Falcon 9 rocket. Headline. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully launched from Kennedy Space Center at 7:15 Monday with a classified U.S. intelligence mission a day after a sensor problem scrubbed a first attempt. The rocket's first stage landed about 9 minutes late later at nearby Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The 230-foot Falcon 9 rocket was carrying the National Reconnaissance Office's NROL-76 mission. After the launch, SpaceX successfully landed the rocket's first stage at Landing Zone 1 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, part of an ongoing effort to recover and reuse Falcon rockets.
Now, this is really big because up until now, when we launch a payload into orbit, all the pieces except for the very tiny payload end up in the ocean or burning up in the atmosphere. By recycling at least 70% of the components, we're saving a lot of money and we're not throwing all this junk in the ocean.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Time to take a quick break. 7:30 in the morning here on the 1st of May at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite, a veteran-owned business that is saying, why don't you get on the air with a $39.99 package? That's right. See all the shows you want and not be forced to watch. That's right, ESPN. Not be forced to watch. Home Shopping Network. Not be forced to watch. Oh, you like that one.
One of my favorites.
So we'll keep that one.
It keeps me motivated.
Great, great deal. And you know what? It's local. Doug Tooley. Don't go to the 800 number, my friends. Go to 241-3474-241-DISH. Specials on. Veterans, you get discounts. It's just a great deal from a local guy. B&T Satellite. Again, 241-DISH. 241-3474. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with, for Pete's sake, show and shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, the 1st of May, and we are here with Mark Dadigan and
Amanda Flowers Peterson. We're so happy to have our experts here today with a subject that we're going to be talking about, Minds Matter, the 10th Annual Mental Health Fair and Music Festival that's happening May 4th. That's this weekend, folks. So good morning, guys.
This Thursday.
That's Thursday night.
I'm sorry, Thursday night.
Tell us what this is going to be.
So Minds Matter, it's organized by Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, and it's a big fair for people to connect with different mental health and wellness services. We'll have more than 40 booths out there, you know, everything from direct mental health services to Healthy Shasta and counseling and support groups. And the idea is just to counteract that stigma that there's no mental health resources out there.
There's a lot of mental health resources out there.
And we've actually had some really big additions recently, like the Care Center, which is the After Hours and Weekends Drop-In Center, and they're going to be out there. So great opportunity to come see what's available. And then we're also ending the evening with a big mini music festival with Cold Sweat, Buckhorn, Mountain Stoppers, and One Soul. And we'll have some testimonials in between the acts and just hope to have a great time out there on the downtown promenade on the North End.
Okay, that's Thursday from 2:30 to 5:30, right?
That's the resource fair.
The resource fair, which, again, I was telling you before you got on the air, that a girlfriend of mine, Sandy Mastin, and she's been on twice now, to talk about how that she had heard about this through you being on the show and went down there and found solace in being able to find and connect with experts, and now she's really a big part of
NAMI.
NAMI,
North American Mental
National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Right.
They do
North America. I'm sorry, I get into wild turkey.
But she found
National
them.
Alliance.
Yeah,
yeah, and they do a lot of great work for family members who have
right.
relatives
and
loved ones.
They are they're offering classes right now. In fact, that start this week. They go for 6 weeks on Wednesdays for people who have family members or children that have mental illness.
Yeah.
So with us as well is Amanda Flowers Peterson, who's the founder and CEO of Zion Crisis National Services. What is that?
Zion Crisis Navigational Services was an innovative approach to case management. It was to help people actually be able to on-ramp successfully, more successfully than previously, to mental health services, any kind of services that are provided. So all of my clients are people who are finding themselves in abusive situations. If they find themselves in a mental health crisis, if they have a physical issue, whatever, I help them on-ramp to resources appropriately.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're called Zion. And tell us more about, are you going to be, you'll obviously be there Thursday night talking about resources and so on.
Yep, I do have a booth at the fair. And then we also have Hope is Alive that I'm going to be a part of that week. And I also will be sharing my story at Minds Matter as a brave face.
A brave face? Okay.
Brave Faces are a speakers bureau. We have about 25 local people who share their experiences with different mental health challenges. We do public events like this, classes, groups, support groups. And it's all about breaking down some of those misconceptions that make people afraid of being judged if they seek help, and just kind of educating community about what it's really like to deal with a mental health problem. And there's a lot of stereotypes and misconceptions out there that we're trying to educate
people. Isn't that true? People are afraid to... Well, again, the testimony of my good girlfriend said, "Where I was in denial, first you're in denial, then you're angry, and then it's like, what do we have to? Okay, let's face this. Let's deal with what. Let's find out more about this. So, whatever that is, there. It seems that there, society can put a stigma on something, but that you don't find healing that way.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think also there's just a lack of education too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think speaking from personal experience too, sometimes people are dealing with issues and don't even realize it's a mental health issue they could get some extra help with. And then they even sometimes just develop habits to kind of get around it. So it's just a great opportunity to whether you just have some mild anxiety or if you have some real severe issues, just to go out to mental health fair, talk to people who know a lot about these issues and just learn something. And maybe you'll connect some dots or have a light bulb go off that, hey, maybe there's some extra tools I could develop to be more productive.
So the Brave Face testimonials will be, will that be you're talking about speaking in between the concert?
Yeah, we have, so while the bands are setting up in between the setups,
right.
We'll have our speakers up and they'll be sharing their testimonials.
So you have Cold Sweat.
Yes.
The Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. These are all separate groups.
Three different groups.
Because I thought, when did Cold Sweat become Buckhorn Mountain Stompers? No, okay. So you have Cold Sweat, one band, Buckhorn Mountain Stompers, a second band, and One Soul.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And speakers doing Brave Faces testimonials, which are so powerful, in between. Again, if you're just tuning in, Thursday, May 4th, this Thursday night, Downtown Promenade from 2:30 to 5:30. It's the Resource Fair. 6 to 8:30 is the headline music act. So is it over about 8:39?
That is, we're supposed to be over.
Okay.
So yeah, that's our goal.
Okay, so people know that they're going to get home in time, and it's not an all night. Sometimes people have a tendency to not on school night, you know, go out.
I'm going to try and get back in time for my bedtime too.
Yeah, for your bedtime too. Well, thank you so much, Mark Dadigan. And do you have any?
You know, Mark, you've got, you know, like you said, there's a lot of mental health facilities to assist people, in our town, not as many as we need.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more than people probably know.
Yeah, and I think it's just it's really difficult to educate people about where they are and to connect people. So that's a big part of the fair is just, you know, our services are a little diffuse, I would say, and it's there's not really a one-stop shop to find everything, but this is the best you can do.
Why do you think that is?
It's,
I mean, we've got a mental, we've got a county health center here that's, I mean, their budget's in the millions.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there something there that puts them all together under one little roof,
one
safe place?
I mean, I think that you're probably not the right person to ask this, but, you know, there's just different funding streams. There's different perspectives on treatment. You have faith-based and government versus government programs and just, you know. And then I think stigma is a part of it, you know. And also, I think a lot of organizations don't have big budgets for promotions and communications.
Well, they wouldn't need that if they put them all under one, right?
Well, hey, you're speaking music to my ears. I would love to see that.
Well, maybe we need to get the boss in here and ask him about that.
All right, let's do it. He says he wants to come on.
Well, I'm going to give him a call today then. We'll have him on and we'll talk about it because it's time to talk about the you know, our county health.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they're doing a lot of things and they've got and their budget. I don't know exactly what their budget is, but I think it's up there. To be able to do to help the people here. So, and again, we're here with Mark Dadigan, who is the, as I bang myself up, Office of the Director for Community Education, a specialist supervisor. Amanda Flowers Peterson, founder and CEO of Zion Crisis Navigational Services. We used the turn on ramping today.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it is. It's good. Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us. And again, let's just remind everybody, it's this Thursday. It's Minds Matter, the 10th Annual Mental Health Fair and Musical Festival. This Thursday, May 4th at the Downtown Promenade, 2:30 to 5:30 is the Resource Fair, and 6 to 8:30 are headline music acts. And in between, they're going to be having testimonials from people
Correct.
Who have fought their way through this
exactly.
successfully.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to downtown Reading, the heart of Reading, with Free Fire Radio in the opulent studios of KCNR 1460. It's a quickie. It's 63 degrees now. It's going up to 88. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. I tell you what, discounts for senior investors, they are just outstanding people. We're going to get into a new subject. And Linda.
Okay, well, according to, we do have a special expert on the phone holding in just a minute. We'll get to introduce her, but there's a disturbing, remember we were going to talk about this early on in the program. We talked about disturbing new sex trend is called stealthing. And here's what you need to know. Stealthing. Read about it about, I read this in the headlines, you know, when we get on the air and I start to go through all the different, you know, things, headlines that are happening, and we get into the political conversation and then maybe what's happening. And stealthing was in there. And I didn't talk about it until it's been coming up in a daily conversation. And this was just released by Medical Daily. Many men, I'm going to just read the first paragraph and then we're going to go to our guest. Many men will complain about sex with a condom. The protection is necessary but not enjoyable. Wearing a condom helps prevent pregnancy and the spread of STIs. But a disturbing new sex trend may increase the odds for both. A new study published in Columbia Journal of Gender and Law found an online community of men are engaging in stealthing or taking off their condoms before or during sex without their partner's consent.
Now, this is a new form of sexual assault, even rape. In fact, a man in Switzerland was found guilty of rape because of this. But this is, you know, something that we've, you know, all of a sudden it's just kind of, you're just starting to see it. It's bubbled up into the mainstream press. And we have with us Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, a well-known sexologist and a health advisor. Good morning, Dr. Sutton Pierce.
Good morning. This is a hot topic. Boy, I just did a little breeze through the headlines, and Maxim, USA Today, NBC News, Washington Times, CNN, everybody's talking about it. It's a big deal.
Well, we were wondering with you, because we know that you are an expert in sexology, but you also have been a nurse, and you know, you have own the house of yoga, a yoga practitioner, and so many things. There's a psychological part of this trend as well. What goes through the mind? I'm just curious, from all of your studies, as you've been reading these headlines and finding out, is it kind of like a aha, like a get even, that you would pull the condom off right without your partner's consent? I mean, I don't understand. It's almost like it's mean. It's just it's like a horrible violation.
It's the worst of all worlds, because, you know, we spend a lot of time teaching people about consent, and consent isn't permission, because permission means that one person has superiority over another. Consent is a mutual agreed upon idea or concept. So this is the opposite of consent. When somebody does this, because they do it very sneakily, you know, they get very creative with how and when the condom is removed. Now, we know that condoms aren't perfect, and they fall off, and they break, and things happen. However, what these guys are doing is that they're actually, they change position so that they can slip it off without her seeing it, her or him, because this is happening in the whole sexual world.
Yeah, I would like to mention that is that this is also, this is not just limited to women. This is also happening
right.
in the gay world that this is happening.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a national
violence. You know,
Go ahead. Well, a national violence. This is just also in that I just wanted to add along. A national violence against women survey found that only 19.1% of women who were raped after their 18th birthday reported the crime. Reasons why victims did not report include fear of retaliation from the rapist, feelings of shame and embarrassment, belief rape was a minor accident and not a police issue, and a concern that their credibility would be questioned by police and prosecutors. The procedure of reporting rape cases discourages some women because they don't always lead to arrest and successful prosecution. So here you're having consensual sex, let's say. Okay, we're going to have sex, mm-hmm. but you need to wear a condom.
Right.
And then
no glove, no love.
No. I like that. So anyway, in the middle of this, you think that you're consenting to the act, the love making, however you want to call it, and the dude puts you in a position. That is like you're talking about the violation. So I know that you do a lot of online. Searching
advice,
but have you ever been able to talk to an undercover stealther?
I know many undercover stealthers, sadly.
Okay.
I think, you know, it probably starts off as an accident. A condom falls off, and I would say probably 100% of men will agree that sex feels better without a condom. So they get a taste of that, so to speak, and then they want more. And when you're in the heat of passion, you're not thinking straight. But now it's becoming a game. That's the scary part to me.
There's one thing. There's one thing that if, you know, an accident happens like that. I mean,
right.
But there's something else when you intentionally,
and
just like you said, it now becomes a game that, oh, look what I did. But here's the part I don't understand. It's not like it can be a secret. I mean, after it happens, I mean, do you confront the guy and say, what did you do? You know, that kind of thing, you know, because right now
sure.
you just raped me.
But then it's too late then.
It's too late.
And guys know. I mean, these men aren't nice men. You know, these aren't nice people. So this is an aggressive act of violence. It's no different than just raping somebody. So
even though they have consent and there's
to have sex, they don't have consent to have unprotected sex.
Okay.
You remove the consent.
And that part is where that they can prosecute on. And this is something you need
right.
to tell, you know, and kids need to know this, but, you know, adults need to know this too, is that once that happens, that means consent was no longer given and now it's a sexual assault, just as if he had forced himself. On you.
You know, the scary thing to me is we still live in a culture of slut shaming, and women still are not treated equally in the sexuality world. Women are still made to feel like they're somehow responsible for these things happening. Boys will be boys. Boys can't control this. Girls can control it. So there still isn't a reasonable playing field, and that's why women don't report it. Because they know that they're going to be put through the mill. They're going to be slut shamed because they had sex. You know, like a girl having sex is still supposed to be a bad thing. She's no longer a good girl, even though the boys have to be having sex with somebody, right?
Okay, now we just had a real interesting comment come in here
in the chat room.
He says, are you kidding me? Stealthing has happened since they invented the prophylactic or the birth control pill.
Sure.
Women claiming to be on the pill could be defined as the same thing. A woman claims she has birth control, but she doesn't. You know, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. Now you are, it's almost the same thing. It's another sexual assault. And then he went on to say, you know what? This is true. It happens, but in, it's easy to see. He says, keep your eyes open, inspect, look down, whatever it is. But you know what? We can say but at some point it's not what you're thinking of. And then afterwards, it's too late. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Okay. It's got to keep the lights on. And by the way, I'm going to watch it the whole time. You know, it just doesn't happen like that. And I understand what he's saying, but he's right though about the part about if you're not on birth control and you say you're on birth control, a woman, it's the same thing. You're setting the guy up for that. So, but this one, and the reason it's coming out is because it has become a nationwide thing where people, it's one thing to have an accident. It's another thing to start doing this and doing it on purpose, because it's got to be some kind of control thing.
It is a control thing. It's like the big ape, you know, pounding his chest, saying, "I can do this, ha ha ha," you know. And you know, the sad thing is, I mean, intimate relationships are getting harder and harder for people to understand. The hookup culture is creating the environment for this, because if you're in a relationship with somebody where you have honesty and trust and respect, this isn't going to happen.
Well, according to Maxim, on this thing, to add into this, they're apparently, according to this particular author of this article, he said there are online communities where men encourage one another to stealth and take off their condoms during sex because they think it's a man's right to spread one's seed.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yep. That's the world we live in.
Oh. You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking from a guy's point of view here, it's...
Danger, danger, Will
danger.
Robinson.
Boy, I tell you what, this, you know, it's, you know what, this kind of thing here is, it's... It, to me, when I see something like this, it's you know what? It's like a, you know, if you're a business person, you've made a deal. Okay, I don't want to make it cold like this, but you've made a deal. And when you do something like this, you have broken the deal. And not only that, you could have caused irreparable damage to your partner.
Well, it does cause damage. I mean, women have to worry now. Women have to fear now this happening. But when it happens, now she has to go get tested. She has to worry about pregnancy. She has to, you know, it is an aggressive act of violence. And that's what needs to really be pushed out there, that this isn't funny. It isn't cute. It's violent.
Well, I think...
And men need to hold other men accountable. So I wish that some really good men would infiltrate those groups and shut them down.
Well, I tell you what, another one of our comments says that's the problem. Let's try this new idea, accountability and responsibility. Oh, my.
Yeah.
New ideas.
Yeah.
Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Well, yeah.
And we can... We can hear your
Remember,
shows.
Remember, no glove, no love. Right?
Gloves, no love. Okay. And you know what, Nancy? Dr. Pierce has got a show on Saturdays here on KCNR 1460. Always educational. And this might be a really great topic for you to cover someday, to go a little bit more, because
especially
I think that there's going to be a law that's going to come up now.
Probably.
That somebody's going to write a law on stealthing. And we wanted to talk about it because our listeners, you know, there's all ages and all different kinds of people that are listening, you need to know that this is what's going on right now. It's called stealthing.
Be aware. And be conscious about who you're getting into those situations with.
And if you could get a hold of, because of the research you do, it'd be interesting for you to talk to one specifically and find out exactly,
do you do this just for power, or is this some kind of weird thing? You know,
that'll come forward.
Yeah, and then are you encouraging people to do this? I mean, this is just silly. Okay, yeah. All right.
Thank you,
Nancy. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. Bye-bye. You know what? It's always good. We can reach out to different people.
Right.
And if anybody knows about this stuff, she does. Okay. Hey, after this break, enjoy.
Oh, that's right.
It's the first Monday of the month. We have Enjoy, and we're going to find out everything that's going on this month. We're going to take a quick break here. We just got a few seconds left. Okay. It's going to be the weather right now is 63. It's going to go up to 88 today. It's going to be like this all week long, my friends, except on Wednesday it's going to be in the 90s.
Water your plants.
Get ready for a hot week. That's right. Turn the water back on. We'll be right back after the news.
The news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports that the compromise $1 trillion spending plan hammered out between Republicans and Democrats over the weekend leaves a few things to be desired from the president's standpoint.
The president had been insisting the bill include money to build the southern border wall, but dropped the demand after Democrats balked. The version agreed to last night also rejects his proposed cuts to popular domestic programs, but he does have a $15 billion down payment for his request to boost the military, though that too is less than he wanted.
That is correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. European Union leaders have vowed to stand shoulder to shoulder behind their negotiating team during the divorce proceedings with Britain, EU Council President Donald Tusk.
I want to underline the outstanding unity of all the 27 leaders on the guidelines for our negotiations with the UK.
Meanwhile, campaigning in rural France, Emmanuel Macron, the frontrunner in the country's presidential election, told the BBC that the European Union must reform or face what he calls the prospect of the Frexit, the French version of the Brexit.
Macron was out campaigning in a rural area, so the issues of farming and so on were very much on the agenda there. And he recognizes that without reform, the wave of populism that swept across Europe will continue. But his message was that, you know, he's going to win, and when he's in power, he intends to work to make sure that the union does reform, or else at a future election, there'll be more pressure.
That's BBC's Hugh Schofield. President Trump says if he is unable to renegotiate, he'll still pull out of NAFTA.
I said, if I'm not able to renegotiate NAFTA, I will terminate NAFTA.
And that's a promise the president repeated yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you shop at your local Lifeway Christian store, you'll find trustworthy products that speak directly to your life at the best possible price. With a broad but trusted selection of options from popular authors and teachers like John MacArthur, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, Beth Moore, and Priscilla Shirer, you're sure to find what you need. At Lifeway, you'll also find a great selection of study Bibles to compare in translations like the New Christian Standard Bible, plus Bible studies, music, home decor, and resources for kids like DVDs, children's Bibles, and devotional books. Browse our selection, flip through the pages of a book, Bible study, or Bible, and you're sure to find just the right item. When you find it, skip waiting on shipping from an online retailer because you never have to worry about paying too much. With our price match promise, we'll match most prices you find, including Amazon's. Simply show us the current price and we'll match it. See store for details, and to find a store near you, visit Lifeway.com. Lifeway Christian Store. Trustworthy products at the best possible price.
A weekend of wild weather is not over yet, as a tough day lies ahead for residents in several states.
It is cleanup time in Canton, Texas, east of Dallas, where four were killed by tornadoes Saturday night. That cleanup causing occasional shutdowns on I-20 through East Texas until possibly Tuesday. And today, around 80 million with a risk of severe weather from that same storm line. Warnings posted from upstate New York down to the Florida Panhandle, with particular caution extended to the Carolinas. Val Dior reporting.
And again, at least 14 people were killed as a result of tornadoes, winds, and flooding in several states. Over the weekend, a Missouri woman drowned when rushing water swept her vehicle off the road. The president now attacking the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, as a bad leader. He says Democrats are, in his words, never going to win another election if they don't change their ways. The president suggesting that congressional Republicans are also still learning how to govern as a majority party. More on these stories at townhall.com. The Pentagon says investigations conducted during the month of March reveal that coalition airstrikes killed 45 civilians, mostly in and around the city of Mosul.
The Pentagon says in each incident, quote, all feasible precautions were taken, unquote. But officials say the strikes still resulted in unintentional loss of civilian life. The Pentagon acknowledges at least 352 civilians died from the coalition strikes in Iraq and Syria since the start of the air campaign against Islamic State in 2014.
This correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A human rights group says President Trump should seek accountability, not offer a White House visit for the Philippines' Rodrigo Duterte. It's the one the group accuses of being a mass murder mastermind amid thousands of deaths in his anti-drug crackdown and campaign. Human Rights Watch and other groups are reacting with alarm at the White House invite. More from townhall.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys, sporting authentic details just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 1st of May. So that's everybody dressed in red. Let's go out and parade along the streets with our communist friends throughout the world. Oh, wait a minute. Communism has pretty much failed. So let's march in blue with our capitalist friends all around the world. 530-605-4567. I'm just making this up. Sorry. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And the weather is 67 degrees. We're going to have a high today of 88, and our tonight lows will be a 61. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our temperatures around 90 degrees with Tuesday night's lows of around 66. Now get ready for this. Wednesday, prediction for our sunny hot day with 94.
I'm not ready either.
And then Thursday, we go back down to around 91. And then Friday, okay, chance of showers with thunderstorms after 11. Partly sunny with a high near 79. And then Saturday, 71. And Sunday is 70. So we're going to go up the high. Make sure you get your sprinklers back on. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. What's on your mind? I'm sure there is supposed to be a huge announcement tonight.
There is going to be a huge announcement tonight. It's going to be historical. It'll be at 6 o'clock at 3276 Bocelli Lane. At the Eagle's Nest Church at 5:30. Any folks that want to learn a little bit about Jefferson, that have questions, can come in at 5:30. We have an orientation group that'll be doing that. And yes, there is something very, very historic tonight. In fact, as I told CBS and NBC, they wanted to know what we were doing, and I said they would get the press release when we're ready to send that out, which will go out in a few days. But I did tell the reporterette that basically what we have in California is one senator for every million people, one assembly person for every 500,000, and that whatever she'd be covering with us would be the most historic thing she's ever done in her lifetime.
So does this mean that Siskiyou County is breaking away from California?
That Sis- rescue county is breaking with.
Well, I just thought that'd be a good. That would be a great story. You know, we're going out. We're going. Everybody runs.
There's
to
21
the
counties.
Well, I know that, but you know, start with Siskiyou County and work our way down.
Well,
okay.
Actually, it's going to be. Actually, what's going to happen is that you know, as you know, the court case is about representation.
Right.
But what's going to happen tonight and what we're going to talk about, and by the way, there is one communist place left in the United States that's called California. We do have a gas tax, a diesel tax. We have a DMV tax. And, oh, by the way, don't forget the mileage tax, Carl. That's coming out in 2018. Yeah. That's just on our cars.
Yeah. Jeez. No, it's on the trucks, too.
Anyway, tonight, folks, at 6 o'clock, I recommend you be there. It will be historic, and... just be watching everything over the next week, next couple of weeks. Just a lot of interesting things, and we'll give you the scoop tonight.
Yeah, do it, and then we'll be talking about it tomorrow. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. That's tonight, 6 p.m.
3276, the Shelley Lane.
All right, thanks, Terry. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know, Home Helpers, best in the North State so many times. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, it's Sharon Clark. It's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Every one of her people are professionally trained, background investigation. Everybody's insured and bonded, and she handpicks each one of them. And she's got a special place in her heart for veterans. She makes sure that they receive every benefit that they deserve. Home Helpers, 226-8350, or look it up. Homehelpers.com, Reading Office. All right, we're moving from stealthing to Enjoy the Magazine.
Wow.
When you think about that.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
I know. We are so fortunate that we have Rhonda, we do need to have your microphone. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning. We're just kind of looking through here.
Jeez.
Did you guys get new headphones?
You do.
You have, yes.
I was going to say, because they totally fit different.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now they're nice and snug.
Nice and snug. Mm-hmm. With us this morning, James Masada. Good morning.
You just know things.
And Rhonda Alvey.
Good morning.
Now, these are the two. You know that the first Monday of the month is our Joy from 8 to 9. It's one of our favorite things to do and moments on the air where we really get to go through the issue, this month being the May issue. So many things going on with rodeo, Mother's Day, which... You've got some Humboldt County, you have some performers, highlighting different people of the area. So, Rhonda, how have you been?
Oh, crazy. It was a crazy week. And
do you have a baby on the way, or did the baby come?
Yeah, we had a baby shower yesterday, and about 60 people, and it was at the Elks Club. It was beautiful, but exhausting.
Well, as those things can be, celebration. 60 people at a baby shower, that's huge.
Yeah,
this is your daughter?
My daughter, yes, and she's due in June 12th.
Now, is this her first?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you think when the second one may not get 60 people.
Right.
Or the third would be like,
Yeah.
I'm just going to go have breakfast at Denny's.
That's right.
Lots of photos of the first. Some photos of the second. If you're a third child, nobody knows who
you're
you
absolutely
are.
Absolutely right.
That's right. And my sister says, you know, when I said she sent a couple pictures, and I went, wow, you got all the pictures that mom and dad took of you. She goes, she says there's one more, but I can't find it. So.
And James, how are you doing?
I'm well. I'm just tired this morning. Rhonda and I were sharing war stories for the weekend.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit about your weekend, and besides the fact that you had a baby shower, because I think that ties into, I know for us personally that when we do, with our radio show, it seems that we're tied into the weekend of events that we do, besides maybe running off to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's involved with clients or... What we do with our on-air now, the two of you are so deeply entrenched in the community as well. What was your weekend like?
Mine wasn't that difficult other than I was working. I had to work.
Well,
I was
at the store.
Yeah, I would work at the store, but I'm doing a lot of organizing and filing. I'm the person at the office that, I dump and run because I've got so many things. And so... I've made the commitment to have to really actually put the office back together and prepare filing and dead filing and moving equipment and getting things better operational-wise for the rest of the staff.
I totally understand that because turkey season is over. And I'm telling you, my room, literally can't move through my office back there because I have got stuff everywhere, mm-hmm. deeks, and then somebody keeps dumping more stuff back there.
I just threw stuff behind the fence today. I said, that's enough. It's out of my way. I can't kick through it.
And the storage area. Yeah, you know, so today.
You may have spiders in it if you don't get to it soon.
Right.
Well, today I'm putting all of the spring turkey hunting stuff away.
Right.
And so it's
did
all
you have any success?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Saturday we did Friday night we did the Cool April Nights, which was wonderful. Were you all?
I was not there, but my son was actually in the parade with a bunch of friends in an old Mustang.
Oh, great. Yes.
Well, we probably saw him then.
We waved to him, I'm sure.
We did. And they're probably on TV at some point.
Probably.
All right. So, yeah, that's actually
Let's take a break.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's start talking about some of the articles because I love it when we always learn something.
Okay, I'm going to talk about a few things that are happening. This Saturday, May 6th, is the Pet Fest, Haven Humane Society, the free family and pet-friendly activities from noon to 6 p.m. at Haven Humane. They're going to have it all, canine demonstrations, Westminster Family Dog Show, dessert and beverage stands, Smoking Joe's Barbecue, animal demonstrations, all of these. And it's going to be at the Pet Fest at Haven Humane Society at Haven Humane. For more information, give them a call at 241-5262. Then, of course, we have Walk a Mile, Inner Shoes. That's this Saturday, too. This is May 6th, too. It's going to be Red Lion Hotel at the 1830 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Pledge and register at 9 a.m. on the day of the event. In advance at One Safe Place. So all of these are out there.
Have they moved that?
Walk a mile in their shoes.
Have they moved that?
Yes.
Yes, they moved it from downtown to the Red Lion Hotel. So you walk up and down the street so more people can see you and honk their horns. And, of course, the last thing on this is Saturday, May 6th, is also the Military Order of the Purple Heart Reading Chapter. You can get to all of these things in one day if you're just quick. And it's going to be Saturday, May 6th. Four-person scramble that starts at 1 p.m. So, see, you can do the march, you can do the game, and then you can get down for the Haven Humane thing all at once. And this money from the Military Order of the Purple Heart golf tournament goes to fund veterans assistance programs and scholarship funds. All monies will remain into the North State. They give away scholarships to the veterans and their families, financial assistance, those having problems, especially in their electric companies, support to the VA clinic. They've done so much. For more information, call Bill Filan at 339-5449 or just call JT Thomason at Gold Hills and sign up. If you can't play, you can make a donation. And this is a great bunch of guys who do a lot for this community, and all of them are members of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, right here at Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Abby, I'm so excited for this month's Second Tuesday dining at Gironda's Italian Restaurant and Bar.
Gironda's is one of my favorite restaurants, too. I love their homemade lasagna.
I agree, and the relaxed atmosphere provides a perfect backdrop for a special night out or casual get-together. There's something delicious for everyone.
Please join us on Tuesday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Gironda's Italian Restaurant and Bar as they're graciously donating a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 21 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock, 67 degrees, going up to 88 today. It's a beautiful day, and about time to turn that water on again, my friends. If you turned it off for the winter and all the rains, time to turn it on again because it's going to be in the 90s this week. 605-4567 is our phone number. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. They've got a watch repairman that fixes anything. You want any type of jewelry from designing and building to estate jewelry, go to Four Winds Jewelry. They are the best. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, the creators of Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine. For how many years now? 10 plus years?
10.
Yeah, 11.
Going on 11. So we love to have you come on again the first Monday of the month. Of course, being today is an interesting May 1 falls on a Monday. And if you don't ever think that you're going to blink your eyes and have it, Enjoy magazines around because they go fast. And we happen to have, a handful here. And I'm just opening up. It's great. The title, Dream Big. Love the gal putting the map up. We're all thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's life beyond our backyard, even though we discover a lot in our backyard. Some people are having a yen to travel, even though there's all this, world crises, still want to travel.
Right.
And if you don't travel, there's wonderful things right here in the North State, which is great about what your magazine tells us. You've got a great big ad for Lake Shasta and the dinner cruises. Isn't that beautiful to book this now?
Yes. And I've never done this, and I've wanted to do this for a long time, so maybe this is the year. Finally. The ad is
motivating.
Yes.
Yeah, it's motivating. A full-page ad, and I'm looking at this boat, and I'm thinking, well, that same boat takes you to the caverns in the daytime, but at nighttime.
It turns into a dinner cruise.
A dinner cruise. I've never done it either, but how wonderful.
Yeah, and it looks like they do it twice weekly and on Friday and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
Great thing. If your family comes to visit, that would be a nice thing to do. Yeah.
A lot of people want to see Lake Shasta. What a better way. I mean, you can go do things around the shore and stuff, but if this would be a way to get on the water and do something
beautiful,
relaxing.
There's some kind of a ballet folklorico. De Anderson keeps the tradition alive. Feel the music. You were talking about this, Rhonda.
Yeah, you know what I find pretty interesting? This is a group of, I think there's eight dancers, and they're range in age from 5 to 22. Their dresses are up to 18 pounds. Can you imagine?
Of fabric
and ribbon. And so they dance. They do the traditional folklorio, I guess. The name of the troupe is Ballet Folklorico de Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the girls are from Anderson, Shingletown, and Reading, and Red Bluff, Cottonwood, maybe. But
it's traditional Mexican.
Yes,
right. I think we had we saw an example of not the entire troupe, but a few of them before a Turtle Bay auction. Uh-huh. I think not. Maybe it was last year or the year before.
So yeah, they go around and perform, and they do some at Shasta College. They probably, I imagine, they go to a lot of the cultural events and do beautiful dancing with their beautiful dresses.
And in the article, it says they decided to do things differently. They've opened, it's always been female dancers, but they've opened it up to male dancers. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure. I don't mean this. I don't think it's male dancers in the dress.
No.
But I mean, they, instead of being an all-female
you never know.
Tour. Well, you know it. Ballet, folklorica, they were taught, this couple, Vinny and Bianca Pasillas, taught by their mother, Lorena, who learned it as a schoolgirl in Mexico. She began leading the ballet folklore in Day Anderson about 10 years ago. And there's no cost to participate. And you can go to Vinny Pasillas. Well, just go to the Enjoy magazine and you'll see how to get online and find out more about it, right?
Well, and obviously we're gearing up for Cinco de Mayo, so.
Right, which is this week. Hello.
Yes, I know.
Already.
have you read more into the Enchanted Forest and the Waterfall?
Have I read more into
it? Yes, yeah. The Nay Springs and Fairy Falls?
Well, just from this article.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all about the hike.
Uh-huh.
And something right here in our backyard as well.
Yes.
We actually, I think, have a couple things in the magazine this month about falls.
Yeah, this one is more of a historical story about the Fairy Falls, Nay Springs. But at the very end of the magazine, we have a Highway 299 waterfall tour. So,
ooh.
And it talks about different waterfalls on 299. You know, starting it at the coast and then coming down to...
It's amazing how many waterfalls are around
this
area. Yeah,
I know. It's crazy.
So if you just, you know, how wonderful, to take your family or a date or your loved one and say, you know what we're going to do today? You know, you're always saying, could you do something creative? I want to be creative. Okay, honey. We're going to go on a waterfall tour.
And there's some there's some really easy hikes that you can get to a waterfall fairly quickly, and it's just right here. It's
well, I know we have Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Whiskey Town. And I've not taken that hike to Whiskey Town.
No.
How long have I been here? 10 years?
Yeah.
You what is it, a 6 mile hike or something?
Yeah. And
to
it's
get
really
up
not that hard. It's
6 miles though.
I might be wrong.
I think it's
wrong.
Five.
Maybe if anybody finds it, you can go
five.
In the chat room. How long does it take to get into the behind the, I guess there's another deeper hike that goes to the another falls Whiskey Town. I thought.
Yeah.
But it was only discovered not too long ago.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Within the time I've been here.
Right. Same here. Yeah. Yeah.
Which but is 10 years.
It is beautiful. And I bet you it's just amazing this year.
Oh.
All of the waterfalls are just going
to
be.
And there are a lot of waterfalls that people can't get to or don't even know about or aren't shared that are like private ranchers that have property. Because we owned a ranch up in Whitmore. And the bottom part of our ranch butted up against another ranch. And you could see from our property just this incredibly huge, massive waterfall on their property. And it's not open to the public, and they don't really share about it because they don't want people, you know, trespassing to get to it. But I would imagine there are hidden falls all over that don't, you know, that are there and people know about, but they're privately owned or on private property.
Well, we do live in a beautiful state, and hopefully... We'll just leave it at that. Now, one of your articles, Ship to Shore, Humboldt Bay Maritime Museum's Metacat Cruises.
Yeah, this is an interesting article. We obviously write about the coast and love doing that because it's a great part of our state. But this is a story about a, I guess it's a small boat or ship that you could, that was.
It was one of the, it was the first ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Humboldt.
Uh-huh.
And carried people from waterway to waterway, and I think Bob knows
Bob
a little
knows
bit
about it.
Oh,
yes, it is also the smallest floating bar in California.
It
is a licensed bar.
Yeah. So it says, though it is not the oldest ferry in the country, it is the oldest continuous use ferry in the country. So it has never lost its licensing with the Coast Guard, and it was built in 1910 with a small little fleet of six, I believe it was, of these boats. And they ferried people around the bay. A lot of them were workers for the timber industry. And once that went away, then they started ferrying people that actually built the bridge to Samoa. And basically the gentleman saying they were ferrying the people that put them out of business.
Oh, my goodness. But now they do cocktail cruises and they do a dinner cruise. And it's fairly inexpensive. I think it's $22 for a dinner cruise. And it would be a great.
I think so. Sounds like great fun.
So the rest of the boats have disappeared for the most part. Some of them, I guess, burned. Some of them sank. One was moved to the Bay Area. And then a gentleman bought this and restored it and turned it into.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a good time.
Taking a tour of Humboldt Bay on the Mattaquette is quite an experience.
I bet.
It's real
fun.
Wonderful
to hear that first-hand experience.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here. It's 8:30 in the morning. Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the air. We're talking with our friends from Enjoy Magazine about all the things that there are to do in Northern California and our North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Overtime Lounge at Wind River, because Linda's going to be singing there this Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30. You've got your regular band.
And Lil White, he'll be doing, band. La Bamba and stuff like that. It'll be fun. Come enjoy us 6:30 to 8:30. School night, you'll still be home in plenty of time to catch the last episode of something before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. Bring your family. It'll be fun. You can have dinner there as well.
Steak and lobster, $25. Can't beat it. Steak and lobster plus everything else they have on the menu. Individual tables, a really good atmosphere there.
You can catch Orange is the New Black, the new season.
Oh.
Because, they were hacked and they were held at ransom or Netflix didn't pay the ransom, and so they released the season early. The hackers did.
My goodness. Wow. Yesterday. That's a story.
Yeah. And by the way, we have some of our writers coming in on the chat room that are still stuck into the stealthing.
Yeah,
here.
Of course they are.
And what to do, how you can control it. Part of it's got to do with Gorilla Glue. So, and that's as far as I'm going on that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Uptown Girls we have in here today. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's going to be beautiful, 88 degrees today. And if you haven't turned on your water for your sprinkler, you might want to do that because it's going to be in the 90s all this week. Slowing down a little bit toward the weekend, but still beautiful and sunny. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. D.C. ought to be coming back any time now there. It's man's last stronghold. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Empire.
Mm. We're going through the May issue of Enjoy, a brand new issue that's out. The issue is called Dream Big. Mother's Day is coming up. Rhonda, there's an article by Carrie Regan.
Yes.
That talks about all the different things that are ideas for Mother's Day.
Yeah, just some creative ideas of things to do with your mom on Mother's Day, which is it next weekend?
It's the 14th.
Okay, yep. So, anyway, so she's got some great ideas, and I think one of them is something that I really want to do. You know how you have so many pictures on your phone, and I don't know if you've ever used Shutterfly, but it is so easy to just take those photos on your phone, send them to Shutterfly, and they'll print out photos for you. I just had a bunch printed. They had a special where you can get as many as you wanted for free.
What?
You just paid for shipping. I got like 500
photos printed.
How can
they do that? You mean they print them for free?
Yeah. And
how
then,
do they do that?
And then you have to pay for shipping. But
they probably put their name on it, so it's a form of
it. It is right across the front of it. Yeah. Right across the faces. Shutter, whatever it is.
So what did you
watermark?
So I wanted to make collages, mm-hmm. and I wanted to put some, because I don't have any of my printed of my newest grandbaby.
Is it just phone or is it digital?
It's any digital photo you have on your computer or on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that was a special that they were running, but you can find it. But one of the ideas, and they also make books and calendars, and so that's a really great, one of the things that I get my mom and dad for Christmas every year is I do a family calendar, and I put everybody's birthdays on it, all the grandkids, all the kids, and then the picture that's on the calendar is everybody who has a birthday that month.
You know what?
Oh, that's a
you
great
know what?
Idea.
That
love it.
Is a super idea because we don't remember anybody's birthday.
Right.
I have to call around, and you think I would put it in every year. And I'm trying to put it into my iPad and my iPhone so it starts alarming me like a week ahead of time so I can start sending cards. But, you know, I have forgotten my sisters, my brother-in-law. My grandson's coming up May 7th, so that stuff's going out today.
That's got to go out today.
And then the granddaughter, and then my daughter, and then my son-in-law. I mean, I'm just horrible at this.
Right.
And so, then it's always, you know, it's old. The old school is it's always the woman's job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, it is.
But
come on.
Well,
if it's my job to keep. Okay, I'm not even going to go
don't.
There.
Killing those big bugs is your job.
Yeah,
that's
don't.
My job.
And it's really
yeah.
fast. I mean, to get those photos, it's really fast. But one thing that I think I want to do for my mom is just do a photo book of her and I. You know, and you could put writing on it. You can, you know.
You know what my mom did for the family was she took all the family photos. You know, predominantly if they're my sisters, she put them in my sister's photo.
Uh-huh.
And she put one for my granddaughter. She put one for me.
and then one for, you know, like the family. And so I'm sitting up there with like three different albums because she would make copies of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this it was a labor of love.
Right.
But how much easier is it to do and still have the labor of love to put that
and
together?
And it's in a book that's, you know, they're not falling out of your photo album.
Oh, yeah. And, absolutely. And you've got names on them.
Right.
Because
I look at years.
I look at the names on the back and it's got...
Yeah,
and I use Shutterfly too, and not to take away from Shutterfly because I say you know use it, but also I want to point out that a lot of these types of services actually can be done on a local basis too. You can get stuff done at Crown Camera.
Oh, true.
Let's talk about that because when you can do it there, but you can go right across the street.
Yeah,
you can email them. From what I've not done this before, but you can take. Evidently, you can take pictures off your phone just like you're going to Facebook or email. Them to Crown Camera, create an account. I haven't done it before yet, but how wonderful when you think about you putting stuff at Facebook. Some people don't Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do something like that, you're right. Then you have all the pictures there. You go into the kiosk there, and you can print stuff out that could be a Christmas card.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I can go there and I pick out photos out of 1,000 photos. Which takes forever.
It takes forever.
and you pick 10.
Yeah.
And then they print them for you.
I think I have 25,000.
And they're over there to help. And here's the other thing. How many?
25,000.
Oh, I've got hard drives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from all over the world for so many years. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? These are just going to die with me.
Right.
But you know what? Maybe they won't.
And I keep thinking I'm going to go through them, but it's just
Oh, we'll go back.
That's what we were talking about cleaning up because my computer at work is getting to the point where it's past its life. So I have an old Mac, old Tower Mac Pro.
I love those.
And I've had this computer for probably
a long time.
15 years almost, and it just keeps going and going. But it has 4 terabyte hard drives on it because of the photography I do for. So I've been going through trying to edit, and when I opened them all up and did a count, I have 160,000 photos.
It's crazy.
For the magazine.
And he was going through some of them, and we were just going, oh, my gosh, remember that?
I'm thinking, this is going to take me my lifetime to go through these things.
Well, you know, so, okay, Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer.
Cold 45s.
It's time.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Okay, so catch up. You've got your wonderful article. And a great aerial picture
of
the field. It's never looked better.
He did it.
They're working a lot.
I tell you what, Rick Bassetti, when he was on here, the amount of work they've done on it. And let's just face it, that extra rain plus everything that other people are doing to help with Gus and all those guys, and they're expanding the seating.
Yep.
And for the fourth year in a row.
And putting more fencing for security. I guess they're putting fence around a
bocce ball
area now.
And for the fourth year in a row, KCNR 1460 is going to be broadcasting every one of the games.
That's awesome.
Which is cool.
The first throw will be Friday, May 26th, with the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. And they come for a 3-game set.
And this is such a fun family thing to do. And it's inexpensive.
Opening day. Whole
family can go for
$5 to get in. I think kids are free.
Uh-huh.
And then to get a hot dog and a drink is $5.
Yep. Well, we give away tickets here on a regular
basis. Oh, and we're going to be giving away tickets here. We're going to have lots of tickets.
We live down in the garden track, and I love to be in our backyard doing stuff. I can hear them announcing.
You can. I love
It sounds, you know, there's something about it that makes you feel good.
And the shade is there. People think, oh, it's going to be hot. Well, you know what? It's warm. But there's shade where you're at. You can sit there and eat an ice. You can eat a snow cone, which cools you off, or drink a beer. Which cools you off, but they have tri-tip, they have wine, they have it all, and just have a great time. Mm-hmm. It is just fun out there.
And new this year, they have a mascot.
A mascot.
Oh!
Yes.
Well, in this article, you'll read some really interesting details, such as the new bats. It's a $10,000 order. New bats and 80 dozen baseballs.
Did you see how many balls they go through a game?
It says goes through an average of 2.5 dozen baseballs during a game.
I know.
2.5 dozen.
When you think about it, and you think about it, you know, we used to play the whole game with one baseball
and probably one bat.
and one bat. You know, no matter who you were swinging that bat. But you know, this is the only, they're playing too with when they're in college, they're all collegiate kids. they're playing with metal bats until they come here. Mm-hmm. This is big league bats.
Yeah.
And this changes their whole swing. It changes, you know, when they're hitting it, that metal bat's got a lot of bounce on it.
Oh, yeah.
And these don't.
Yep.
And then, Greg Catteray is a coach, and Greg's a former professional player, mm-hmm. as is Rick Bassetti. I tell you what, Rick has done so much for this and for South Park.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There.
I'm amazed that it's a 94-year-old park, ballpark.
Yeah.
What the heck? 94 years old.
But I tell you what, it looks great.
And probably looking better than it ever has.
Oh, it is. More lights. It's everything. And I tell you what, they've got a big Wi-Fi there, and we hook in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a absolutely fabulous way to spend the night.
They actually have Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you get in there, and as you're walking in, they'll tell you what the code is.
That's awesome. Then there's no excuse for even the techie people. You can still have your Wi-Fi.
You can sit in there and listen to the game from our announcer who's right behind you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want to do
and
that.
And there's 39 home games, so there's plenty of games for you to go to, and it's just so much
it
fun.
Is
it really
absolutely
is fun.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Rhonda and I just did a, and I'm sure you guys do too, but there was the volunteer dinner at KIXE, thanking all the volunteers when we went. They gave free tickets out to everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got 5 tickets for my whole family to go. Any game of the season, we can use the tickets.
Well, that's the good thing about it, too.
Right.
Is no more of this is, when they're printing tickets, I can't make it that night. Sorry, can't buy any. Wrong. Now, those tickets are good for any game.
Yeah.
So, you can't make it to this Friday's game? Oh, okay. How about Saturday? How about next Thursday? How about next Tuesday? How about next Friday?
Yeah.
And we're going to be there the whole time.
So they're kicking it off with the Rosebuds.
The Rosebuds. That's
I don't
right.
know that I – I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't know that I would want to be on a team called
the Rosebuds. I know. And you know what? And you can make so much fun out of them. You know, here we are, and we're playing the – Rosebuds.
I
mean, it's not like the Mudcats or the or the Hornets. No, we're playing the Rosebuds.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I know we shouldn't be making fun of the Rosebuds. Hey, we're gonna take a break here. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine, Carl and Linda Bott. It's 9:15. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I've been warning you. I have been telling you, I have been beseeching you for months that this time of the year is here, that you should have been having your filters checked, the air ducts gone, your air conditioner gone over. Because today, or how about Wednesday at about 2 o'clock when it's 98 degrees in your house, it's almost too late at that point. They can come over and maybe start repairing. But you need to come out. You need to have Alliance Heating and Air come out and check it for you. There's nobody better than Alliance Heating and Air. We totally, totally endorse Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that just is outstanding. Give them a call, 221-2642. Have them come over to your house. Make sure your air conditioning is working. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, best in the North State. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Monday morning here on KCNR 1460. There we go.
Hey.
Tell me this didn't make you go to the floor. Yeah.
Go to this? The floor? I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that means when you say
this
go to the
floor. Well, that made you just come and get out of your chair and not care.
Oh, go to the dance floor.
Oh, did you hear what I said? Get out of your chair and not care.
All right, I got it.
All right.
Hey, this portion of the show.
Come on down.
And these people care is Dandelion Boutique. And you know what? It's getting ready to be Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mother's Day is coming. And I tell you what, can you find something like down there, like a Brighton bag, some Brighton jewelry, a Brighton watch? You can find anything down at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. Super people. That's where Linda likes to live. When she's not in my place,
she likes
down
to
there.
Go brighten up.
She likes to go brighten up. Yeah, the home of Spanx.
And this is why you do wonderful writing and advertising.
There you go. Hey, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy Magazine. What great people. First of all, what great people they are. And so much you've done for the community. And you two are just really, really nice people.
Right.
And I anybody that doesn't know them needs to meet them, and you can do it a couple ways by going down to Enjoy the Store and just go in and pretend you're taking something and walking out. James will immediately introduce himself to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Just going down and see James in there. And he said, but if you get past James, watch out. Rhonda's there, and she's holding a jar of honey that she's going to pour out. Okay. Great people.
Sweeten
Thank you
up.
So much for what you all do
Thank
here
you.
In our town.
Thanks for always having us, too.
Well,
we appreciate this a lot.
We look forward to this. You know, people go, there's so many things going on. There's so many things going on. There are. But guess what? We have to take a deep breath now and then and think about all the great things that are going on around us. You know, that's why, you know, when Kenny and Perry sold Skyway, they're staying here. They don't want to leave from here. They love this place. And they fought like hell to keep that company here.
Right.
Anyway, okay, what else we got?
Well,
the kid.
Yeah.
The kid.
It's got a lot of coverage, but we finally got, you know, our turn, and we try to do things a little different. So we have a great little article here on Josh Altamira, who is the fine young little gentleman that was on the Food Network and did the Chopped Champion Junior competition and won. And
so great. I've watched
what,
a couple of those shows. It's so amazing.
We have some cooks around here because the other place
Sublime,
that won the cake championship against the other winners and won again.
I know.
Yeah.
That's,
I know
and so that's just two right there.
Yep. And then I just draw a blank. Some friends of ours that are cake champions, too.
The Windeckers.
Oh, my gosh. They brought
stuff
in here.
They made a cake, a KCNR cake, that we posted on our site.
Yeah.
And are you kidding? And I carried it around for a year. You know, I would freeze it and then take it out and let people look at it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, there are definitely, for the size of our community, we are very competitive group of people, and we have quite a bit of success. And there's a lot of really great things that come out of this area. So
well, this article talks about this kid, Joshua Altamara, but it says at the end here that he also works at Tantardini's European Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And his mentors are Diego Tantardini, owner and chef of Tantardini, and John Gabriel, head of chef at Bethel.
Yep.
Love that.
I know.
Well, Tantardini's got some great stuff.
Mentored by some really great people.
And they're really neat people.
They're nice people. They're all nice people.
Yeah. And,
another thing at Bethel?
He got also, because he won, he also was able to, he became a judge on another series, on another episode. So then what happened is all these Junior Chopped winners then came back as judges to judge other kids.
They judged the judges.
Well, you know what? Can you just see this? Little kids coming up and screaming at other little kids because they're not chopping right. You know, they're not. What do you call that? Throw it on the ground. Okay.
I think there's better ways to do it. That guy's just the Hell's Kitchen screaming.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank you, both of you, and for your team to do such a wonderful tribute to a very well loved and respected and admired musician. Chris Yoshimi Uchibori, well-known musician, teacher in town. He played so many different instruments. But the other day I was rehearsing with my guys before the April show, and I know that they were just devastated because he passed away suddenly. Mm-hmm. He was young, very young, the age of 70, and he had just kind of this like a blood clot, something from a door hitting his leg, you know. But the legacy that he left behind was that my bass player, Bruce Kalin, talked about how he was like such a kind man that really reached out to be a friend, to mm-hmm. really try to do the unspoken things that good people
right,
do,
right.
And is mentoring, of course, of so many musicians and teaching. And a good teacher, you know, is your mentor. That can help shape your life.
Right.
Yeah. This guy, so you did a really nice
tribute to him. Yeah, and that was thanks to Dignity Health, actually.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
So, real quick, we are gearing up and have our first ad on the back cover. Movies in the Park is kicking off in June. And the first Friday, I believe, is it June 2nd already?
Oh, my gosh.
It's next month.
It's a month from tomorrow.
That'll be a beautiful time.
Yeah. Well, June, the very first part of June, we have had, I think, we're going into our
9th
year.
Yeah.
And it's been a 50-50 mix from success or rain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's so the first week or two in June can be very unpredictable, as we can see here. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have our tentative schedule has been posted. So if you go to www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com or go to Enjoy Movies in the Park on Facebook, you can see a listing on a click over to the website. And it will list all the movies that we're playing at the season. Of course, this is still open to change. We're finishing all the licensing. But for the most part, it's pretty accurate as far as locations and where we're at. There may be a few additions that will be coming. But we're really excited this year. One of the things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be people will have the opportunity to get tickets, and then we're going to have a special seated area for like a front row Joe kind of thing, a red carpet with stanchions and a couch and stuff where you'll be able to
sit.
So, yeah, and then during that time, you'll be served, you know, at least something to eat, popcorn or drinks, things like that.
Oh, really? That sounds
great.
Yeah,
so you'll be able to have a special treatment. At least that's the plan. So we're working on it. If you have a business or you are an individual that wants to support us, go to our website and let us know. You can license just a movie night and help support and pay for the cost of licensing for our movies, because this is all done by volunteers. And, you know, obviously our company does a lot for it and sponsors. But it's a very big project every year that we do, and it's expensive, and we need support.
It is expensive, yeah. I'm sure, and you guys do such a beautiful job. Now, did you say, could you say it again if you did? What is the first movie?
The first movie is Rogue One.
Oh,
at Caldwell Park.
Okay, so the Friday night,
mm-hmm.
which is, and you start right at like sundown, right?
As soon as it gets dark enough, I used to say dusk, but then I would be the million questions. What does dusk mean? So we just now say when it's dark.
Right. Oh, what a great Friday night.
It's really fun, yes.
Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to continue to grow it. We've got a great social media support now, and you know, our crowds and people are starting to really turn out. I mean, it's probably one of the best attended events in Northern California when you look at it as a full season of how many people attend over the season. It's amazing how many people come.
All right.
And we have great sponsors from Dignity Health, Rolling Hills Casino,
McConnell
Foundation, mm-hmm. Members First, the Shasta Cascade, or Shasta Builders Exchange, and their new school that they're doing, their
Fantastic,
trade school, and
yes.
YMCA. So, yeah. So it's awesome. And then obviously Mother's Day is coming, and of course we want to promote our store. We have a great double page spread ad here that's just delightful things that could be for Mother's Day, from beautiful flatware to we have now Wild Ink press card sets that are absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Fire and light, jewelry. We have these great little, what would you call these things? I can't think of the word. They're like journals that
right.
say, like, explore, appreciate, taste. They're not like your traditional journal. If you open them up, they actually have dedicated pages to things for exploring. So you might, say, circle a restaurant or a wine,
mm-hmm.
and then you have all these boxes that you fill in about it. So it's kind of like you're your own reviewer. So you can review theater and restaurants and locations, and it's just really cool stuff. So,
well, let's go check out the Enjoy Store. Your hours are...
10 to 6 during the week and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
All right.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And thank you for your wonderful Enjoy Dream Big May issue. Check it out. Go get one before they're gone.
They go by quick. Yeah. tomorrow we're going to have our music that's coming here to we're interviewing some of the artists that are coming here to Reading, and also Kelly Verhoek, and where she's bringing her guest on talking about things that are affecting our community and the mental health side. So all of this tomorrow, Tuesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day, and remember, turn on your sprinklers. It's 1st of May, and it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Tension continues along the North Korean peninsula with North Korea conducting another missile test over the weekend. Vice President Pence says that key North Korean ally China has been turning up the heat on Pyongyang.
We have word of China turning back coal shipments from North Korea. We have word of them beginning to reduce the amount of commercial travel that exists between North Korea. But as the Secretary of State said at the UN last week, China needs to do more.
The Vice President on CBS this morning. Meanwhile, there is no word on how long CIA Director Mike Pompeo will be in South Korea.